Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said today that his toolbox is limited to counter the effects of the president's trade war with China, a trade war that escalated again today. China says it's retaliating against the U.S. with a fresh round of tariffs on American goods worth $75 billion. Perhaps no surprise, markets are down sharply in response. Scott Horsley is NPR's chief economics correspondent. He's following this story. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Peter. Good to be with you.
And good to have you. At one point today, the market's down 2%. Investors worried about this escalation in the trade war and the Fed chair saying he can't do much to protect the economy from it. Did he explain why?
Well, I have to say, I think actually the markets are responding more to this extraordinary series of tweets we had from President Trump today. The market certainly did go down a little bit this morning when China announced that it was going to levy tariffs on another $75 billion worth of U.S. exports, including automobiles. But they actually sort of leveled off after the remarks from Chairman Powell of the central bank, which were sort of very measured, stressing that the economy is in pretty good shape and that he and his colleagues are ready to step in if necessary to prop it up and extend this decade-old economic expansion. But that wasn't good enough for President Trump, who wanted some sort of promise of deep rate cuts. So the president came out with this extraordinary jab at the Federal Reserve chairman, asking rhetorically, who's the bigger enemy, Jerome Powell or the Chinese president?
That is remarkable,
And then, as if that were not enough, the president tweeted that American companies are hereby ordered to immediately start looking for an alternative to China. And that is when the Dow and the S&P really went over the edge, because even for this president, that was a remarkable completely beyond the bounds of the actual presidential authority. Nowhere in the Constitution will you find that the president is the vice president of U.S. supply chains.
Okay. So we could dig into each one, but let's try to figure out why he's making these statements. We know he's had a troubled relationship with the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, who he nominated, by the way.
That's right. This is his handpicked chairman. And Powell has worked assiduously not to get into a back and forth with the president. He was careful today, as he always is, to say, look, it's not our job to second-guess trade policy. It's up to Congress and the president to set trade policy. We're just here to fulfill our mandate, which is trying to keep inflation in check and also maximize employment. And we're going to keep doing that. But the president wants the Federal Reserve to act as, another arm of the executive branch and just follow his orders. And the Fed has guarded its independence and not kowtowed to the president in that way.
Well, and speaking of orders, you mentioned that, I mean, the president can't order U.S. companies to stop doing business in China, but he's asked them to anyways. Do you think they'll hear that message?
Not just ask them to. He has claimed to have some sort of power. And it'll be interesting to hear critics here in Washington who like to rail against an imperial presidency or executive overreach. So far, we haven't heard much from Republican lawmakers about what has got to be the most traumatic example of would-be executive overreach I can recall from this president, completely beyond the bounds of any actual authority that he has. And this on the edge of the president about to head off to Europe for a meeting with the G7. So that should be an interesting weekend.
Well, Scott, maybe it's a joke. I don't know. What do we make of this?
Well, the Wall Street's certainly not laughing.
Yeah. Scott Horsley, NPR chief economics correspondent. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.